This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am talking with one of the most crazy intergalactic space monsters in the world. We saw him on stage a couple times in the last couple of years, I believe. We saw him most recently at the Showbox Soto. How are you doing today, man?
As good as you can be waking up in Hampton, New Hampshire, which is not very good. It's too sunny. It's near the water. It's a bunch of vacation houses down here. It's disgusting.
So I'm imagining you guys are on tour and you're in New Hampshire. Is that right?
We are on tour. Thank fucking Christ it's about to come to an end, though.
That's got to be crazy. So Gwar, you guys, I mean, saying guys is weird because it's like, I don't even know how to really talk to Gwar. It's like you monsters, you...
Scum dogs, you scum gods.
There you go.
You know, I'd say gods is an appropriate way to refer to us. You know, if I had to pick a way to be addressed, you sir.
Gods. Wow. Okay. So, okay, you gods. What's your least favorite place to play live?
It's probably going to be here. I can already tell you that. I don't think I've ever been here before, but it's like Willie's Pub or something like that. So that's what we've been reduced to. Now we're playing pubs and grills. I think Applebee's will be next on the fucking list tomorrow.
Gwar live at Applebee's?
Yeah. And then Chili's, and then maybe an Outback Steakhouse. Maybe we'll one day be more famous enough to play steakhouses instead of be reduced to playing pubs.
Hey, you know what? At least you'll get a good meal.
Sure. If that's what you want to call the garbage that they serve at those chain restaurants, sure.
You could always go to the casino market.
I don't even know what that is.
Gwar at the casino?
I don't gamble, man. I only win.
Oh, there you go. New Gwar album, The New Dark Ages. How are you feeling about this, man?
Feeling pretty good about The New Dark Ages, you know? It's just, we like pointing out humanity's flaws, of course. And The New Dark Ages is a tale about humanity being restricted back to the Dark Ages because of your rejection in science and you becoming trapped by your own technology. You've given away your freedom. There's no escape. There's nothing left to do but sacrifice yourselves to your lords and masters, Squawk. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about the record. People are picking it up, getting some good radio play so far, which is what Guar has really never had the opportunity to do. I think seeing as how we kicked Sleazy P. Martini in the fucking nuts and kicked into the curb, and we've got Indigo management on our backs now, we're things are looking up. I might actually make about $115 this year.
It's enough to buy yourself an Applebee's meal.
Exactly. Yeah, now we're talking.
That's great, man. That's cool to hear. You know, you guys deserve it, obviously. You know, you guys have been, you know, just killing it for so long, and Guar is just an institution now at this point. I see kids at the Guar show with their parents that are Guar fanatics. It's like they're being raised on Guar. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, just bad parenting is all that is.
So a pandemic, how does that affect Guar? I mean, it's you guys aren't like, you know, the average Joe Schmo. Guar is probably immune to viruses. How does a pandemic affect Guar?
Pandemic was amazing for me. I don't know about everybody else, but made more money than God during all that, you know. And then, of course, Guar stayed busy. You know, we did a live stream. We released an acoustic EP. We remixed and re-released Scum Dogs on vinyl, which is a really awesome experience. You know, we got to dive into the old reels and pretty much rebuild the whole record from the ground up, you know, with the help of Ronan Murphy. And that was something pretty cool. That was our first venture on our own record label. So, I mean, yeah, we got a lot done during the pandemic while a lot of people stayed in their houses and started OnlyFans, you know. So it was good, you know. Now the pandemic is pretty much over. We're back on the road, you know, spreading what's left of COVID throughout the United States. And hopefully we can go over to Europe this summer, get monkeypox, and bring that back here for all these idiots to consume.
So, okay, you just mentioned it, OnlyFans. If Guar was relegated to having to make money on OnlyFans, what kind of weird could we expect from a Guar OnlyFans?
A lot of coughing and hacking, you know, a lot of just elderly sex if we were to start an old OnlyFans.
Okay.
We'd probably film in a lot of retirement communities and things like that.
Okay, nice, okay. Maybe you could film one in New Hampshire.
It'd pretty much be like, you know, if Guar were to start an OnlyFans, it would pretty much be like the front page of lemonparty.org.
Oh, man, I remember that. I can't believe that we're talking about OnlyFans here with Pustulus from Guar, but that's where our conversations lead. So Guar is known for, you know, sacrificing and killing people on stage. Who are you beefing with these days, dude?
Anyone and everyone. All of them. Everyone. The right, the left, Joe Biden, you know. We you know, Trump was a big Guar fan. He used to come out to all our shows on the last tour. Now Biden is trying to hijack the show, you know, maybe to use our audience as a platform for some kind of peace conference, you know. But all the major players in today's political theater are always showing up to the Guar shows. You know, sometimes it depends. Slow news day, maybe Guar doesn't have a lot of people to kill, but this show is action-packed. You know, we're taking this thing on the road the rest of the year, so it's going to be a great show.
I mean, that's one beautiful thing about Guar, much like South Park. Everyone's in the line of abuse. You know, everyone's going to get some. So that's what's beautiful about Guar. If you don't mind me asking, so you know, Guar is a not just like a band, but it's just this like artistic vision coming from the slave pit. You know, how many gods are involved with putting together the production of a live Guar tour?
How many people are involved in the production of it?
Yeah, like putting together everything.
Two. That's not the answer you wanted, isn't it? No, it's two. And then there's two people, and then there's fucking seven babies that put on this show.
Okay.
That's what it is, yeah. But no, you know, it's a group effort. It's a lot of kicking and screaming and crying and bitching and moaning and complaining that makes a Guar show happen every day. That's what happens. The pre-production for it is usually non-existent. But then on the road, you know, we take our workload and we dump it on, you know, our slaves, and we also blame them for our failures, and we take credit for all the successes. And that's how a Gwar show happens.
Being the fact that Gwar is like a rock and roll band, what made you choose rock and roll as your form of, like, you know, world dominance? Like, what got you into rock and roll? What affected a young pustulist?
Rock and roll. Well, of course, it was the crack cocaine. You know, it just went hand in hand with rock and roll. You know, it was great. And plus, that's what Sleazy P. Martini originally told us that we would make the most money in, which, being the fool that he is, we're stuck in this genre now. But, you know, we should have played country music, you know, and sang songs about trucks and domestic violence. And then we probably would have, you know, made a lot more money over our career. But, you know, we've excelled at rock and roll and heavy metal, so we'll probably stick with this for a long time. But, you know, just everything. Sepultura, AC/DC, Motorhead, Judas Priest, you know, these were, those are my personal favorites. Mm-hmm. But Gwar is very eclectic as far as our musical tastes. And everybody in the band like something different. But hey, as far as I'm concerned, if it's got distorted guitar in it, it's all branches on the same tree. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Just saw Slipknot last night, actually. My ears are still ringing from that. It was a great show.
Cool. Where at?
Climate Pledge Arena, the old Key Arena. So, good time.
Very nice.
With Cypress Hill, everyone was getting stoned.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine that. Odorous Orungus, R.I.P., the original frontman of Gwar, front god of Gwar, you know, he once said that he wanted Gwar to live on forever and ever. Is that the goal? Is that the vision of Gwar, is to, for you to just always have, you know, if one person passes away or leaves, to just continue this vision? Is that what's going to happen?
That's what he said. That's what's going to actually happen. Who the knows? Is that, you know, to be honest, Pustulus Maximus is the youngest member of the band, so of course he would like to go on forever so he could reap the rewards for all the hard work he's put it in. But every member of this band thinks that it'll end when they stop. Oh. And that is truly how they think. So I mean, who knows if they could force it into retirement early? They will.
They're like, hey man, I'm the be all end all of Gwar, and that's the end, right? And then,
that's very true. Yep.
You know, we talked a little bit of trash about those chain restaurants and stuff. But what kind of stuff does Gwar eat on tour? You know, what kind of stuff do, you know, Scum Dogs eat on tour?
Double stuffed Oreos and just garbage. That's it.
Just trash.
Cheeseburgers. Yeah, pretty much. People, groupies. Most of the food we get, we just throw in the trash anyway. So it's liquid bread, booze, deli trays. We get we get vegetable trays too, but nobody eats them. It's just something we like to pay for. It's kind of funny.
Put it on our rider. No one will eat it. Whatever.
Exactly.
Man, so the new Dark Ages again is the new Gwar album, and it's cool that you guys have you know, kind of ventured off on your own and started your own label. What spawned this idea to just go off on your own and start a label?
Well, money and freedom. It's the freedom to do what you want without having to adhere to somebody else's release schedule. You know, I'm tired of being told what I can't put out because King Diamond Records is going to come out on the same day. Oh, you can't put it out the next month either because so and such band is going to put their record out on that day. It's like all that, man. It's like, you know, we've got a long-standing relationship with Metal Blade, and we'll continue to have a relationship with them, as you know, we've got a lot of records under their wing. Mm-hmm. But and we have a good relationship with them. But you know, as far as moving forward, I'm sorry, there's no way. You know, we would have never been able to do the releases that we just did if we were still with them. You know, and I think they realized that as well. You know, I don't believe they were interested in putting out things like the acoustic EP. But with us having control over that, we're able to sell everything directly to the fans. So, I mean, it's great. You know, we have to finance it all and put up our own, you know, advertising and distribution, all that stuff. But whatever, you know, you just pay people to do that too. But it's great. I love it. You know, nothing's really holding us back now.
That's one thing that, you know, I've always thought it was really cool about Gwar, and, you know, was so super DIY, coming from this like artistic punk background of just like some art kids making this wonderful and crazy visual stuff. And, you know, and then now it's just this huge like machine that just like operates on such a level that you go, you know, it's like an institution now. So Gwar is a cut above as far as just like a touring just beast. And now that you are, everything's in-house, you can, you know, directly, you know, interact with your fans and send them the music yourselves and all that stuff. So very cool, man. That's the dream, man.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was high.
I like it, man. Well, okay, so the new Dark Ages is available now. You guys are going to be finishing up this tour, and then you said hopefully going to Europe this summer?
Yeah, hopefully, if I don't set the whole thing on fire before we go. If there's one thing I hate more than the United States, it's Europe.
Even more than New Hampshire?
Even more than New Hampshire.
Pustulus, thank you so much for taking the time, man. My last question for you, pick a scar on your crazy, disheveled, you know, scum dog body, and tell us the story of how you got that scar, Pustulus.
What scar? I am beautiful and flawless.
No scars? Wow.
All right. Well, I do have one scar. You know, I had a cat back on my home planet. And then in order to become a man, my father told me to kill the family pet. You know, it was... And as I was choking life out of it, and it's looking, and its life was draining from its trusting eyes, gazing into mine, you know, it clawed at my flesh, and I have many scars on my hands and forearms from that. But, you know, that's all you can do to become cold-hearted and callous. You know, take something that you love, take something that trusts you with every fiber of its being, and betray that trust and end it.
Super brutal, man. Jesus.
Is that f***ing dark or what?
Thank you, man. Thank you for that story and indulging my weird question. Pustulus, thank you so much for taking the time with KISW, man.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.